RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, headline news, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. Well, listener, that was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo to present rewards of para makarya to 22 SMEs. Indonesia may propose exit from MEA. Islamic Scholar Conference shows three important points. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to present awards of para makarya productivities in 2015 to 22 companies of micro, small and medium at the State Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. Minister of Employment M. Hanif Dakiri said that the para makarya awards are appreciations by the government to companies that have successfully implemented the good concept of quality and productivity. The companies to be awarded consist of 11 small-scale enterprises and 11 medium-scale enterprises across Indonesia. Minister M. Hanif Dakiri remarked that the micro, small and medium companies to be presented awards of para makarya productivity have gone through the stages of rigorous assessment and selections of the auditor and the independent judges. An international observer from Indonesia Strategic Research, Guspiabri Sumowigono, remarks in Jakarta today that Indonesia needs to propose a scheme of partial, temporary, or permanent exit from Asian Economic Community MEA, whose blueprint becomes part of the MEA. He said the agreement AAC is not a sacred one. He perceives that given the AAC blueprint is still not 100%, it is natural because the economic integration framework is deep and wide, as the European Union also has an exit options for each participating country. He explained that by entering the exit mechanism in the AAC blueprint, Indonesia can evaluate every year if there are some sectors which may undergo several setbacks. Thus, he asked the government to devise measures to renegotiate or exit from the framework agreement of AAC, either temporarily or permanently. The Secretary General of the International Conference of Islamic Scholars, Hashim Muzadi, said in Malang, East Java on Monday that the Conference of Muslim Scholars, Ulema and Sufis in Malang, East Java will feature three important things to the world. First, he said, confirming an insight into Islam as a religion of grace for the entire universe. The second is presenting to the world an education system that guarantees the implementation of moderation. The third point is featuring aspects of spirituality for a better life.
Nanti rumusan ini menyangkut pertama sumbangan Indonesia kepada dunia.
Later, this formula involves first Indonesian contribution to the world on three integrated factors. First, the insights of Islam rahmatan lil alamin that sympathizes country, the world, and humanity. Secondly, we present to the world the education system which ensures the implementation of moderation. Third, that the public unrest in this world now is a compensation. Now are untrue, such as drugs, liquor, while Indonesia could present toriko. Well, this combination is what we present at this conference.
Indonesia bisa menyajikan tarikah muktabar ini. Nah, gabungan ini yang kita sajikan pada konferensi ini.
Furthermore, Hashim Muzadi added, on the last day of the conference, it will be declared Malang messages. According to him, one of them is expected to become an important point of the Malang messages, which can respond to ISIS problems. International Conference of Islamic Scholars is the first step of the process of promoting peaceful Islam. It was affirmed by Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Abdurrahman Muhammad Fahir, in a press conference after the opening of the International Conference of Islamic Scholars in Malang, East Java on Monday. He hopes through the International Conference of Islamic Scholars, the participants of the conference from 34 countries have the same perceptions and unite the steps in promoting moderate Islam in the world.
Kegiatan seperti ini dan tentu saja ada beberapa pesan.
And of course there are some messages related to the implementation of this. Among others, this conference is not an event but a process only. We do not stop with implementation of this, but we hope that the participants from different countries can jointly make the same perceptions and identify measures to promote the moderation of Islam.
Sekaligus menyamakan langkah untuk mempromosikan moderasi tadi.
Furthermore, Fahir said the International Conference of Islamic Scholars is expected to agree on concrete measures to promote Islamic values. According to Fahir, mass media and social media are expected to play a key role in spreading the positive values of Islam. On the same occasion, Director of the State Islamic University of Maulana Malik Ibrahim Malang, Professor Mujara Harjo said, the university is committed to giving great contribution to create harmonious and peaceful world. To that end, Mujia added, the university participated in organizing the International Conference of Islamic Scholars. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. All parties need to sit together to find solutions to the problems of the occurrence of acts of terrorism and not only condemned it. It was stated by the Secretary General of the International Conference of Islamic Scholars, Hashim Mozadi, in his speech at the opening of the International Conference of Islamic Scholars at Islamic University of Maulana Malik Ibrahim Malang, East Java, on Monday. According to Hashim, problem of terrorism needs to look for solutions in order not to continue to occur. Thus, he said, there are two main things to look for a solution to the problem of terrorism. The first is to restore Islam as a religion of mercy for the whole universe. The second is to eliminate a phobia against Islam. Hashim hopes that Islamic Asian leaders who attended the International Conference of Islamic Scholars in Malang to find a solution to the problem of terrorism. According to Hashim, Muslims do not need to be reactive to the parties that interfere the peace of Muslim, but to build attitude immune to disorders and also do the true teaching of Islam. Indonesian Film Industry held the annual Indonesian Film Festival Indonesia Convention Exhibition Building in Tangerang, Banten on Monday, November 23, 2015. There is no certain film domination in this year's Indonesian Film Festival. This is a good sign that the judging system of the festival is improving and better than before. Indonesian film is often said unable to compete with foreign films that slowly invade Indonesia. But Minister of Education and Culture, Anies Baswedan, said this is because Indonesia has fewer movie theaters.
Jadi menurut saya memang yang penting malah sekarang menambah film. Karena dengan menambah film itu, maka dengan sendirinya ruang untuk film Indonesia.
So according to me, it is necessary to add some movie theaters for Indonesian films which have their own impact. If we talk about regencies in Indonesia, the regencies have fewer movie theaters, and if we make more movie theaters in many regencies in Indonesia, Indonesian films must be able to win. Because across Indonesia, people love to watch Indonesian films than Hollywood.
Anies added that the film is an important instrument of education and culture world. Indonesian Film Festival 2015 is also enlivened by the Rampak Beduk Banten that accompanied the Banten Governor Rano Karno's arrival at the scene. In Indonesian Film Festival 2015, the best film category was a film entitled City from a director Edi Cahyono, while Didi Sutomo won the best actor through a film entitled Mencari Hilal. The best actress was won by Tara Basro through a film entitled A Copy of My Mind, directed by Joko Anwar. The government and people of Lebanon give high appreciation to the Indonesian peacekeepers, Indonesia battalion joining the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, UNIFIL. Chief of Missions of Lebanon to Indonesia, Joanna Maria Azi, in a special interview with RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, Monday said that the Indonesian government has fulfilled its commitment to continue to send peacekeepers to Lebanon.
In addition, according to Joanna Maria Azzi, Indonesian battalion did not only have a good communication with the soldiers in the UNIFIL, but also with local communities.
I would like to thank you on behalf of my government and the Lebanese people on your continuous commitment to the UNIFIL troops. You know, their presence is key because some parts of Lebanon are still occupied by Israel, and we have also a constant threat. We are very happy to have the Indonesian contingent because they have been having great contact not only on the military level with the army, but also on the social level with the people, you know, of the south. So many times I heard they organize social events, they organize musical events. Some hospital also services sometimes are offered to the local population. So the interaction is very strong.
Furthermore, Joanna Maria has explained many peacekeepers in UNIFIL returned to Indonesia and met with her to convey various aspects related to existence of Indonesia's battalion in the middle of the Lebanese people, especially the people who are in South Lebanon, which became the headquarters of UNIFIL and directly adjacent to Israel. In fact, Joanna Maria Azzi asserted that Indonesia battalion is not only a peacekeeping force in Lebanon, but they have become a part of life that cannot be separated from society in Lebanon. Listener, that was the news from RRI World Service. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, I'm Nuga Kusumawati.
Listener, here is commentary entitled Operation Camar Maleo. Towards the end of this year, Indonesian police held a special operation called Camar Maleo, aimed at finding Santoso, also known as Abu Wardah, the leader of a terror group. This Camar Maleo is a part of a series of operations that had been held previously, namely Operation Camar Maleo 1, 2, and 3, which ended some time ago. On an occasion, the National Police Chief General Badruddin Haiti said he was targeting the arrest of Santoso before the end of this year, and claimed to know the whereabouts of Santoso and his group. This operation was planned to be held jointly between the police and military in Poso, Central Sulawesi, with the same code name, Camar Maleo 4. Its mission was to capture the entire leadership of East Indonesian Mujahideen Group without exception. Last March, Daeng Koro, a close friend of Santoso Group, was killed by the police. Daeng Koro is the instructor and commander of some military exercises conducted in Tuturuga, Morowali District, and Mount Tamanjeka in Poso, Central Sulawesi, as well as in Mambi, Mamasa District of West Sulawesi. East Indonesian Mujahideen terrorist group led by Santoso is indicated to receive financial support from the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS. The group also allegedly received financial assistance from inside the country. The police focal point today is to cut off their funding and logistic support, which is very difficult to be stopped. Admittedly, the biggest obstacle in cutting their funding is the forest area in Poso, which is so vast. It is hard to besiege them, especially because there are many local people who often in and out the forest. This group needs to be dealt extra carefully. The combined military forces and national police are working hard to find the suspected to be terror groups in order not to flourish in this country. Indonesian police have also approached and coordinated directly with the French intelligence in order to investigate whether the existing terrorist network in Indonesia is related to ISIS that attacked the France. They also continue to explore the involvement of French citizens who had come to Indonesia either through Bandung and Batam. Indonesia, as a citizen of the world, is obliged to maintain peace in the world. Violence under the pretext of religious belief is the worst thing that makes the people divided. Any religion on this earth wants peace and does not teach anything to damage and destroy each other. It was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz.
9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History, presenting you outstanding events and figures of today in the past. We begin with an event on November 21st, 1914. Ruslani Abdul Ghani was born. Ruslan Abdul Ghani, born in Surabaya, November 24, 1914, is Indonesian statesman and politician who also was Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister for the period of 1956 until 1957. His nickname was Cak Rus. When the Allied troops landed in Surabaya, Ruslan Abdul Ghani was involved in some battles, and after November 10, 1945, he must move to Malang. In there, he worked in the Information Ministry and became the General Secretary of the Ministry in Yogyakarta. During the second military aggression on December 19, 1945, his right hand was shot and several of his fingers had to be cut. When Suharto became the president, Ruslan was trusted as Indonesian ambassador for United Nations in the period of 1967 until 1971, and became the head of the presidential advisory team on Pancasila for 20 years since 1978. Ruslan also had a title as honorary Indonesian Army General of 4 stars, Mahaputra stars. During his life, he was known for having a close relationship with President Suharto, and Ruslan Abdul Ghani passed away in Jakarta on June 29, 2005 due to illness. We continue with November 24, 1963. Murderer of President John F. Kennedy, Lee Harvey Oswald was shot dead by Jack Ruby in Dallas, Texas. Lee Harvey Oswald, the murderer of U.S. President John Frederick Kennedy, was shot dead by Jack Ruby in Dallas, Texas on November 24, 1963. Oswald was caught only 1 hour after Kennedy was shot in the car parade through the Dealey Plaza in Dallas. Jack Ruby said to the police that he shot Oswald not to be a hero, instead for the wife of the John Frederick Kennedy, Jacqueline Kennedy. Listener, we end today in history with an event on November 24, 1965. Joseph Desire Mobutu became Zaire president, or now Congo. Mobutu Sese Seko Kuku Mbadu Wazabanga, born in October 14, 1930. Also known as Mobutu, or Joseph Mobutu Sese Seko, was the president of Zaire, which is now Democratic Republic of Congo, for 30 years since 1965 until 1997. Mobutu was born in Lisala, Congo, Belgium, as a part of Mbandi tribe, but the soft image of his name was very different from his 30 years government. This was proven by the coup d'etat toward the national government of Patrice Lumumba, just after 4 years of his involvement in the nationalist movement in 1956. And then, he stated himself as the staff head of Congo Army. In 1985, Lieutenant General Mobutu coup d'etat again the President Kasavubu, just because Mobutu did not like the tension between President Kasavubu and Prime Minister Moise Tshombe. Mobutu then declared himself as the ruler of Congo for the next 5 years. Since then, he became the most powerful man in Congo until officially elected in 1970. On May 16, 1997, the Tutsi Rebellion Group and other anti-Mobutu groups united in Democratic Congo Zaire Liberation Group. They successfully controlled Kinshasa. Laurent Desire Kabila appeared as the new president. The name Zaire was turned again as Congo or Democratic Republic of Congo. Mobutu finally fled to Togo, after that living in Rabat, Morocco. At the same year, 1997, he died due to prostate cancer. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. daily news and events.
This is RRIWO Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with Focus. Today's focus is on ASEAN Need Intelligence Cooperation. Stay tuned. ASEAN member countries need to increase intelligence cooperation. President Joko Widodo in the plenary meeting during the 27th ASEAN Summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Saturday, November 21st, said that in recent days the world was shocked by the sad news of the violence in several countries. Therefore, according to the President, the implementation of the ASEAN Convention on Combating Terrorism needs to be improved. In addition to the issue of terrorism, President Joko Widodo also highlighted the unusual migration management and the South China Sea issue. Regarding the South China Sea disputes, he stressed that peace and security in the South China Sea should be created and international law must be respected. Meanwhile, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi said the importance of cooperation in addressing and overcoming radicalism and terrorism are on Indonesia's agenda in a number of meetings at the ASEAN Summit. She said radicalism continued to occur in various parts of the world, and last was the act of terror that occurred in Mali. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak also had the same view when opening the ASEAN Summit on Saturday, November 21st, in his speech, Prime Minister Najib Razak urged the countries around the world to combat terrorism. The call was made a week after the deadly attacks in Europe and Africa. The perpetrators have committed a cowardly and barbaric act and do not represent any race, religion, or belief. He added, Malaysia, as a Muslim-majority country, has the duty to expose ideological lies spread by extremists. They are terrorists and should be exposed to the full force of law. Meanwhile, Indonesian head of State Intelligence Agency or BIN Sutioso said global cooperation is the key to addressing the problem of terrorism. He stated in Kuala Lumpur on Friday, November 20th night, that it was not only cooperation among ASEAN countries, but the whole global cooperation. He revealed that before the Paris bombing, he had been to China, Australia, Middle East, United States, and Singapore-based ASEAN intelligence community. According to Sutioso, Indonesia is now safe from terrorism, but all parties must improve alertness, not only officials, but also the community. He said, in the face of terror, people must not be panicked, but be vigilant and cooperate with the authorities. So this also said that for centuries, Islam in Indonesia has been known to be moderate and tolerant. So this also urged scholars to enhance their role in the fight against terrorism. Give lectures to young people that Islam is Rahmatan lil Alamin, or a blessing for the whole world. That was Focus today. Listener, here is the headline of several national newspapers published today, November 21, 2015. We begin with Kompas, which in its headline wrote, "House's Ethics Council, be serious." House of Representatives Ethics Council, or MKD, is expected to be serious in processing the Code of Ethics violation allegedly conducted by Chairman of the House, Setia Novanto, because the public has a great expectation to the Ethics Council. However, MKD's plenum held in Jakarta on Monday issued several questions regarding the Ethics Council's seriousness in processing another code of ethics violation by Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Sudirman Said. Still related to the Ethics Council, Republika wrote, "House's Ethics Council doubts the profiteering recording." Internalization of the House of Representatives Ethics Council, or MKD, in Jakarta on Monday created no agreement related to the President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kala name profiteering allegation conducted by House's Chairman Setia Novanto. Some members of the Ethics Council doubted the validity of the recording of the profiteering submitted by the Energy and Mineral Resources Minister, Sudirman Said. MKD Deputy Chairman Sufmi Dasko said the voice recording duration is different from the description from the Minister Sudirman Said from reporting Setia Novanto to the House's Ethics Council. Listener, we move on with Media Indonesia. Ministers not to argue in public. President Joko Widodo reminded ministers to strengthen cooperation and avoid dissent in public. Differences in the agreement, according to the president, can be conveyed in closed forum only. President Jokowi also said this is responding to recent dissent in the cabinet that created bad impression in the society. We end today's headlines with Business Indonesia. Regulation targeted to finish this week. The government targeted whole regulations or legal protections as the foundation of the first to the fourth economic policy package implementation to be finished this week. Coordinating Minister for Economy Darmin Nasution Jakarta on Monday said, until now the government had finished the discussion on 70% regulation of the whole economic policy package released since September. He admitted there are several regulations still in tough discussion. Well, listener, that was the headlines.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on the frequencies of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line through Voice of Indonesia PO Box 1157 Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to have a tour to Malang Regency, East Java Province, to see Lenggok on a beach. Stay tuned. Listeners, Malang Regency in East Java, inaugurated with some beautiful beaches. One of them is Lenggok Sono Beach. It is located in south coast of Indonesian Ocean and belongs to Lenggok Sono Hamlet, Purwodadi Village, Tirtoyudo, Malang Regency. The beach that has potential for abundant fish is visited by many tourists, especially fishing lovers. The access to the beach is quite easy from Malang by land transportation. Besides, it has many various types of fish, such as lobsters, squids, layur, and tuna. Lenggok Sono Beach also has beautiful landscape. The beach has white sand with 1 km width, surrounded by two green high cliffs with its leafy plantation. Lenggok Sono Beach is also become lobster conservation. There you also can find a lobster cave beneath Gadung Island part of Lenggok Sono Beach. The lobster nest is guarded by the local residents and the fishermen from unscrupulous parties. The beach is appointed by the Ministry of Fisheries and Marine as ecotourism site. Listeners, near the Lenggok Sona Beach, exactly in Kletekan Bay, there is a waterfall in the shoreline and adjacent to the sea. To reach the Banyu Anjlok waterfall, you can go there through sea or land route. You can walk as far as 1 kilometer, or you can rent the local fisherman boat to go to the place. The trip to Banyu Anjlok takes about 30 minutes. The waterfall comes from the water resources from the hill, then watering the rock cliff on about 7 meters height. The water is so pure, clean and cold. You can swim or take a bath in this waterfall. Listeners, if you want to snorkeling, you can cross Bolu Bolu Island by renting a boat to 50,000 rupiah for home and away trips. The journey takes about 30 minutes from Lenggok Sona Beach to Bolu Bolu Island. In the island, the underwater world is so beautiful, you can snorkeling much. The local fishermen also hire out snorkeling equipments if you do not have it at all. Besides snorkeling, you can also camp in the shoreline, at the same time enjoy the natural beauty and the stars at the sky. So, listener, we invite you to come to the Lenggok Sona Beach, Malang Regency, East Java. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Lenggok Sona Beach. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, lesson in Bahasa Indonesia for Indonesian language on the radio. Introducing you some Indonesian vocabulary which will guide you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic features memperpanjang paspor or extending passport. Stay tuned. First, I will introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to today's topic. I will say each word slowly twice, and you can follow after me. Memperpanjang, memperpanjang, in English, to extend. Paspor, paspor, in English, passport. Tahun ini, in English, this year. Habis masa berlakunya. Habis masa berlakunya. In English, expire. Sekarang. Sekarang. In English, now. Tahu. Tahu. In English, know. 6 bulan. 6 bulan. In English, 6 months. Sebelum. Sebelum. In English, before. Mempermudah. Mempermudah. In English, to make easier. melalui online. Melalui online. In English, through online. Mengisi. Mengisi. In English, to fill in. Formulir. Formulir. In English, form. Pemberitahuan. Pemberitahuan. In English, notification. Kantor imigrasi. Kantor imigrasi. In English, immigration office. Lama. Lama. In English, long. Kartu keluarga. Kartu keluarga. In English, family identity card. Akte kelahiran. Akte kelahiran. In English, birth certificate. Kartu tanda penduduk. Kartu tanda penduduk. In English, ID card. Ijazah terakhir. Ijazah terakhir. In English, the latest diploma. Wawancara. Wawancara. In English, interview. Di foto. Di foto. In English, to be photographed. Membayar. Membayar. In English, to pay. Loket. Loket. In English, counter. Menunggu. Menunggu. In English, to wait. Selesai. Selesai. In English, finish. Besok. Besok. In English, tomorrow. Mencoba. Mencoba. In English, to try. Next is a conversation on memperpanjang paspor or extending passport. As usual, I will say the sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Tono, or A, and Tony, or B, at the office. A. Tahun ini, paspor saya akan habis masa berlakunya. Tahun ini, paspor saya akan habis masa berlakunya. In English, this year my passport will expire. Bagaimana memperpanjangnya? Bagaimana memperpanjangnya? In English, how to extend it? Apakah kamu tahu? Apakah kamu tahu? In English, do you know? B. Sekarang memperpanjang paspor sangat mudah. Sekarang memperpanjang paspor sangat mudah. In English, now it's easy to extend your passport. Sebaiknya 6 bulan sebelum masa berlakunya habis sudah diperpanjang. Sebaiknya 6 bulan sebelum masa berlakunya habis sudah diperpanjang. In English, you'd better extend it 6 months before it expires. Kita bisa mengisi formulir dulu melalui online. Kita bisa mengisi formulir dulu melalui online. In English, we can fill in the form online. Kemudian setelah ada pemberitahuan, baru datang ke kantor imigrasi. Kemudian setelah ada pemberitahuan, baru datang ke kantor imigrasi. In English, then after notification, you come to the immigration office. Jangan lupa membawa syarat-syaratnya seperti. Jangan lupa membawa syarat-syaratnya seperti. In English, don't forget to bring the documents, for example, paspor lama, kartu keluarga. Paspor lama, kartu keluarga. In English, your passport, family ID card, akte kelahiran, kartu tanda penduduk, dan ijazah terakhir. Akte kelahiran, kartu tanda penduduk, dan ijazah terakhir. In English, birth certificate, ID card, and the latest diploma. Kemudian, ada wawancara. Kemudian, ada wawancara. In English, then, there will be an interview.
Setelah itu, kamu akan difoto. Setelah itu, kamu akan difoto. In English, after that, you'll have your picture taken. Setelah membayar di loket, kamu harus menunggu. Setelah membayar di loket, kamu harus menunggu. In English, after paying at the counter, you have to wait. Pada hari itu juga, paspor kamu selesai. Pada hari itu juga, paspor kamu selesai. On the same day, your passport will be finished. A. Oh, baiklah. Besok saya akan mencoba. Oh, baiklah. Besok saya akan mencoba. In English? Oh, okay then. Tomorrow I will try to do it. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. In English? Thank you. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you to an Indonesian talented male singer, Afghan Syahriza. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Jauh. Happy listening.
Entah harus berapa lama lagi rasa ini ku pendam sendiri. Rasa cintaku pada dirimu, entah harus berapa lagu lagi yang ku tulis agar kau mengerti rasa cinta di hati ini yang tumbuh hanya untuk dirimu. Senyum kepadaku, tapi tetap terasa jauh. Setiap kali ku tatap dirimu, kau buatku sadar akan sesuatu. Kalau bayang pernah ada di kedua matamu. Tetap terasa
Listener, young, gifted, and talented singer are the words that are very appropriate to describe the figure of a young Afghan who is an incredible singer. At a very young age, he was able to achieve success. As a singer, Afghan has a melodious voice and coupled with good vocal abilities, so he can achieve his success. In his album, Afghan always displayed pop song genre, with a very dominating in accordance with the color of its vocal. Afghan, whose full name Afghan Shahreza, was born on May 27, 1989. He has started his career in the music in the year 2008. In addition to having sound melodious voice, Afghan also an actor who has played in many movies. Well, listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Untukmu Aku Bertahan. Happy listening.
Kau lah teman saya.
Listener, you've just listened to the song by Afghan, Untukmu Aku Bertahan. Afghan began his career from his hobby, which is singing. Around 2007, Afghan has followed audition of singing talents such as Jakarta, Indonesian Idol in Jakarta, but Afghan decided to resign from the audition. Around the year 2009, Afghan also released a mini-album consisting of 4 songs. In 2013, after a long vacuum, Afghan finally released his 3rd album entitled Life to Love, Love to Life. And this was the first album of Afghan that produced with Trinity Optima Production. In 2014, Afghan composed something new in the course of his career. He was challenged to direct a musical film. In 2015, Afghan managed to hold his first solo concert, entitled Concert Dari Hati or Concert from the Heart, on February 14th at the Jakarta Convention Center. In the concert, Afghan collaborating with Erwin Gutawa, Sherina, Rosa, and Dipa Barus. It has become dream concert of Afghan. Actually, musicians want a single concert including Afghan. And as its 7th year of career, Afghan also managed to realize it. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last 2 songs entitled Knock Me Out and Kumohon by Afghan Sahriza. Happy listening.
I wanna love you, girl. Aku temukan sebuah cinta yang ku nantikan. Ternyata engkau yang selalu ku tunggu, hiasi hatiku. Baby, you knock me out. Betapa indah sanubarimu. Untuk diriku, kau mengubah hidupku. Kembalikan rinduku. Baby, you knock me out. Could this be that real love I've been missing before I met you? Dengan cintamu hilangkan segala luka yang dulu. Inilah janjiku, takkan ku lepaskanmu. Baby, you knock me out. Betapa indah sanubarimu. Untuk diriku, kau mengubah hidupku. Kembalikan rinduku. Inak Mia, Inak Mia.
Aku salah untuk memintamu untuk menungguku.
Cinta bagiku adalah pengorbanan. Oh, yang akan aku korbankan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.